two tracks from Duke Ellington and his orchestra, featuring Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Paul Gonsalves on tenor sax, both from the Nutcracker. That was preceded by Stefan Skajari and his trio with Angels We Have Heard on High. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf and my guest host, Jesse. Jesse, what plans have you got for the holidays?
Oh, interesting question. Holidays is a little more, they'll be a little more laid back for our family. Without getting into too much detail, it was a bit of a tough year medically for my father, so we're really quite thankful to have him with us for the holidays.
Perfect. That's great. Yeah.
We were looking at it potentially a very long hospital stay, but the tremendous staff at KGH just did amazing work. So we're keeping it a little bit more low key for that reason, but it's a very, at the same time, important holidays for us. So we'll mostly just, I think we're having some family over a little bit after Christmas. Mm-hmm. We're actually getting CFRC sponsor Old Farm Fine Foods to cater, which, we love to see that. And then admittedly, December 29th, I'll actually be out of the city. I'm going to be wrestling during the Christmas break in Oshawa because why not? You know, take a little quick day trip up. And so that's most of the holiday plans, keeping it very low key and easy with the family. And then, yes, I'll go get involved with a little bit of madness at some point after Christmas.
Well, those are sometimes the best sort of holidays. We're empty nesters, so it'll be kind of a quiet holiday season for us. And we're sort of bi-denominational, so
right.
We do Christmas and Hanukkah. And Hanukkah doesn't actually start till the 25th of December. It's really, really late.
I was going
to
say, that's very late.
This year. Well, it's that extra month in the Jewish calendar. That every 4 years or so screws things up a little bit in terms of the timing. But anyway, let's get back to some music now. And going to put on two versions of the same track. The track is called The Christmas Waltz. And I'm going to play, first of all, a version by Old Blue Eyes' Frank Sinatra from one of his best-known Christmas albums called A Jolly Christmas from Frank Sinatra, 50th Anniversary Edition. I'm going to follow that by the Canadian group, the Rob McConnell Trio. Rob McConnell, of course, one of the great Canadian band leaders, left us a few years ago and best known for the Boss Brass and the the Rob McConnell Tentet. So, two versions of the Christmas Waltz, Frank Sinatra, and then Rob McConnell Trio.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh.
Seems to say, Merry Christmas, May your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing. Thank you.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Snowflakes fall, cold winds blow, outside it's winter white, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be tonight. The kids upstairs are in their beds, all tucked in warm and tight, and they dream of reindeer flying through the night. Now there's time for Christmas Eve with a Christmas kiss, and as we snuggle by the fire, we'll share a dream or two, and I'll steal another Christmas kiss from you. Christmas dreams come true.
Outstanding jazz singer Diana Panton, who has a day job as a teacher at Westdale High School, which is my wife's alma mater. And the song, again, Christmas Kiss, it featured two of Canada's outstanding jazz musicians with Diana on that cut, Don Thompson on bass and Red Schwager on guitar. Going to stick with female vocalists for our next couple of cuts. One is a regular on this program, Layla Bialy, and from an album entitled Winter Songs, we're going to hear Dance of the Pines, and then followed by an artist who will be well known to people who listen more to the sort of indie alt type of music, and that is Fiona Apple, who actually does an interesting version of Frosty the Snowman. I would never have figured Fiona Apple doing a Christmas album.
I'm excited for that.
So this is what I just had to hear this. So first, Layla Bialy and Dance of the Pines, and then Fiona Apple and Frosty the Snowman.
Glorious sound.
I suspect most listeners to this station have never heard before, not Fetch Your Bolt Cutters, but Fetch Your Christmas Stopping.
Yes, I was going
to
say.
Scissors to undo the wrapping on your present.
Fetch Your Gay Apparel.
And before that, we heard Little Bialy and Dance with the Pines. We'll go on now to another Canadian act, well known, but not Christmas this time. I got to put in at least one Hanukkah song. And this is Hanukkah Blessings, and we'll follow that up with some John Lennon and on vibraphone, and that's Warren Wolf, no relation. He only has one O in his name. Christmas Vibes album and Happy Christmas, War is Over. But let's begin with Hanukkah Blessings and the Bare Naked Ladies.
How lucky are we that we have lights so that we can see, although the day is done. What a miracle that a spark lifts these candles out of the dark. Every evening one by one, until the end of jingle bells and the toys and the TV shows and the noise. It's easy to forget. At the end of the day, our whole family will say these words for Hanukkah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech haolam, Asher Kidshanu, B'mitzvot Tavitz Ivanu, Lahalik Ner Shel Hanukkah. We light the candles for so we celebrate on this festival of the lights. There's a joyful time every night when we illuminate the candles of Hanukkah, of
I'm Rick Mercer from Rick Mercer's Monday Report. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston.
Warren Wolf with Happy Christmas, War is Over, John Lennon's track. And I'm going to have another Lennon track in a moment, but I would be remiss if I did not remind our listeners yet again that this is indeed the last couple of weeks of the annual fundraising campaign. And Jesse, remind me and others why this is so important to Radio Queen's University CFRC.
CFRC's funding drive is the lifeblood of what we're able to do here at the station. A lot of our funding comes through student support with the student fees, but also a great deal comes from the generous contributions of our listeners, community members, and donors. If you're liking what you're hearing, or if you've enjoyed anything from CFRC over the past 102 years, you can head to cfrc.ca. We have a button that says donate. It'll give you two options. You can donate through the Queen's University Giving Portal, get yourself a tax receipt, or you can donate directly to CFRC and become eligible for certain prizes, including some phenomenal CFRC merchandise. As a follically challenged individual, I will tell you the CFRC toque is very comfortable and exceedingly warm. So if you're looking for something to cover the top part of your head, that's where most of your warmth is lost. You can donate to CFRC, make a difference in your local community, and get yourself some sweet swag.
All right. So again, I just echo everything that Jesse said and more. So again, we all here at the station really appreciate if you've given, and if you haven't, just maybe think about it again. No amount is too small. You can give through the station for some of our swag or entry into the raffle, or it's a great time of year to get those big tax receipts because the tax man is coming calling come next April, and you'll be really glad that you did. On to some more music. And earlier in the show, I put on Kelly Lee Evans, the lawyer turned jazz singer, and I told you a little story about how she recovered from a lightning strike to resume her musical career. And we're going to play another track from her brand new album, Winter Song. Kelly Lee Evans doing the late, great John Lennon's probably most famous track of all time, in his post-Beatles life, that is.
Of course.
And that is Imagine. And we'll follow that with some vintage Jimmy Smith, the great soul jazz organist who basically pioneered the Hammond B3 as a mainstream instrument of 50s and 60s jazz, and his version of Jingle Bells. So first Kelly Lee Evans for the second time on today's show with Imagine, and then Jimmy Smith with Jingle Bells. Jimmy Smith with Jingle Bells. I don't think I need to actually specify the tune. I think it's a pretty well-known one at this time of year, preceded by Kelly Lee Evans and Imagine. And I mentioned earlier that one of the things that one does at Christmas, it's an old Christmas tradition dating back to at least 1988, is watch Hans Gruber fall out of the Nakatomi Tower in Die Hard. And that's a movie that wraps up with the Christmas standard, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, as vocalized by the classic big band conductor and singer Vaughn Monroe. So we're going to hear that. And then we'll switch over to Winnipeg, Manitoba for my favorite indie folky group, Red Moon Road, featuring the delightful vocals of Sheena Ratai, who also has a jazz side to her, but not with this group. And that'll be Red Moon Road's performance of The Grinch's Lament. But first, Vaughn Monroe and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
So delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm.
But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
In their beds, I sneak down to pillage those good dreams from their heads. Why should they be happy when I'm so sad alone? Why should they be happy? They hang up their stockings, they put up the tree, all smiling and talking, but never to me. Why should they be happy when I'm so sad alone? Why should they be happy? All the who's who of Whoville who know nothing of evil are evil cause they just won't see the who inside of me. Yeah, the who inside of me. Hear sleigh bells ringing, I smell the roast beast, and all of their singing, I can't stand in the least. Why should they be happy when I'm so sad alone? Why should they be happy? All the who's who of Whoville who know nothing of evil are evil cause they just won't see the who inside of me.
Martha May Whovier, you broke my heart that day. It shriveled up two sizes and I slunk up to this cave. And now nobody hears me, not Horton, not you. So of course I'm green with envy of every single who down in Whoville. The young, the tall, the old, the small. I'm avoided by all. It's just me and my boy Max here, biding our time.
Until you tell me something good in this cringy world of mine.
people don't see, they won't see. Look who inside of me. The who inside of me. Who is the who inside of me? Now tell me who's inside of me.
Winnipeg's very own Red Moon Road and the Grinch's Lament, preceded by Vaughn Monroe and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. We are just about out of time, Jesse, for this two-hour show. I can't believe it. It's another year has gone by. Another two-hour Dark Glasses special is almost at the end.
It flew by.
Yeah, it sure did. And we got time for one more track, so we'll stick with the Grinch. And the trio of John Cullum, Rusty Ross, and Patrick Page with You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And I'll be back right after that with a quick closeout.
Please, go slowly, sir. It's a rather tight pinch.
If Santa can do it, then so can the Grinch.
Shut. I don't like this, Mr. Grinch.
I don't like it, Mr. Grinch.
No ifs, ands, or maybes. What we are doing here, Max, is taking candy from babies.
The Grinch slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant as he plotted his plot to take every present. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I scare you? I love it when the little ones cry.
You're a monster.
Who, me?
Mr. Grinch.
Your point.
Your heart's an empty hole.
What heart?
Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch.
Yummy.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
Mr. Grinch, you wouldn't do that. Not the Who's Feast.
I'll take the Who Pudding. I'll take the Roast Beast. I'll clean out the icebox as quick as a flash.
Have you no shame? That's their last can of Who Hash.
And when everything's stolen from A to the Z, I'll end with a flourish. And stuff up the tree.
You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile,
Mr. Grinch. Not the little red rocking horse.
Oh, I hope I don't drop it.
Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the...
Oops.
Seasick crocodile.
I'm the Grinch. I'm the king of sinful sots.
Your heart's a dead tomato,
splotched with moldy purple spots.
You're the Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up in...
Tangled up knots.
Mr. Grinch,
I'm the Grinch,
with the nauseous supernaut.
A nauseous supernaut.
You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you ride a crooked horse,
Mr. Grinch.
You're a triple-decker toadstool and sauerkraut sandwich
with arsenic sauce.